Welcome to the Darren Smith Show.
This is the big one, boys. This is the one that brings us back.
Soon, AM radio will reign king once more.
Ooh, yeah.
Now, here's Darren and Marty.
We love you. We love you forever and ever.
On Extra 1360.
Final hour of our work week. Excited about that. John and Jim coming up here in a little bit. Padres and Phillies, game two, four-game series tonight. SD Loyal back in town tomorrow night, taking on Indy 11, that one at Torero Stadium. We've never seen Indy 11 in San Diego. Loyal's never faced Indy 11, so I'm excited about that. But let's forget all the soccer talk here for a second. Landon Donovan, manager, SD Loyal, U.S. men's national team legend, set to join us, set to throw out the first pitch at Petco Park tonight. What an honor. Landon Donovan joining us here in just a couple of hours. Before he's on the mound, hopefully, at Petco Park. He's here on Extra 1360. Good afternoon, Landon. How are you?
What's up, Darren? Just having a snack before showering and heading over to Petco.
All right. How are you feeling about tonight? First pitch. Is this the first time you've done this in San Diego?
Believe it's the first time in San Diego, yes.
I found on YouTube video of you doing this at Wrigley Field in Chicago with the national team in the mid-2000s, somewhere in that range.
Right. I'm a much different pitcher today than I was then.
How so?
I'm much more refined with experience.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not as much velocity, a little more spin?
Correct. A little more movement and control, less velocity.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying this to be accusatory, Landon, but it looked like the boys from the men's national team were having a good day, having a fun time that afternoon at Wrigley Field. Would I be accurate?
Yeah, we were having a good time. That is correct.
Looked like there might have been some adult beverages involved.
I would say that's, well, let me think. What year was it? I want to make sure before I answer.
Like 06, 07, 05, I don't know. It's somewhere there.
Yeah,
I can find it on YouTube.
I was 21, right? Yes. The answer is yes, then.
What about tonight?
After the game, potentially. But we have a game tomorrow, so I don't like to drink too much, if at all, before a game.
Right. You got to have a clear mind. When you're thinking about your lineup, when you're thinking about the tactical decisions you're going to have to make tomorrow night.
That's right. I want to make sure I'm not cloudy tomorrow.
Are you nervous?
I'm not nervous, no.
Are you going to be on the mound, or are you going to be in front of the mound?
Yeah, I'm going to be on the mound. I think last time I did it, I was at the bottom, and the bottom of the mound, and I figured, why not, you know? Just go up there and throw it.
What are they going to do? Just get up there. Just let it fly, man. Do you have a strategy today, or are you just going to look and give it a shot?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something with turning 40, but when I turned 40 this year, I have kids. It's like, who cares? Just go enjoy life, whatever. So I'm going to go up there, and I mean, I'm not going to throw my arm out, but I'm going to actually try to throw it.
Absolutely. You get up there, you try to impress the people. You're a performer.
I'm going to throw it. I'm going to go for it.
You're a natural-born performer, Landon Donovan. So I think absolutely. You get up there on the mound and you try to make the people proud.
Have you ever thrown a first pitch, by the way?
I have.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do? What was your strategy? Did you go for it?
I stayed in front of the mound. I have that regret.
Oh, you did?
I've done it twice. I did one at Lake Elsinore. I did get on the mound and got there on the fly. Then I did it once at Petco Park in front of the mound. Got it there on the fly, but I will say I put a little air under it.
Yeah, so did they tell you when you went on the mound that you have to aim high?
No, they gave us no advice whatsoever. They said, good luck.
So when I went on the mound, everybody to a person said, you have to aim high, because when you're on the mound, I don't know how all the, whatever, the math works out, but you got to aim high. You got to throw it a little further because you're up on the mound.
That sounds like good advice. Accurate. Are you going to warm up beforehand? They did give me the option of warming up, so I did go into one of the underground areas of Petco Park to mess around a little bit first.
Yeah, the times I've done it, I'm on the field just just throwing the ball around with someone beforehand, so your arm's a little warm, yeah.
I'm just glad they're going to let you throw it. Sometimes, especially soccer dudes, they come up with this goofy idea to have you kick a ball, and that...
No, that's stupid. That's
ridiculous.
Stupid. You're throwing out the first pitch. You're not kicking it.
Right, exactly. Just because you're a soccer player doesn't mean that you can't use your arms.
That's right.
All right, good. I look forward to it. Now, are they going to give you a Padre jersey, or are you wearing something special? You're going to wear a Loyal kit tonight?
No, I'm not. All I have is a white T-shirt. I think they're giving me a jersey to wear. I think that's what they said.
All right, good, man. I'm excited. Yeah. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I hope you don't end up somehow immortalized on the internet like 50 Cent or any of these other dudes who have just had horrific moments out there throwing out celebrity first pitches?
I'm pretty confident that will not be me.
Did you play ball as a kid? Any baseball?
Uh-huh. I played every sport as a kid, yeah.
Were you good at baseball?
I would say I was, like, above average at every sport.
Oh, really?
Well, like, athletic and have, like, ability to learn quickly. I was never elite at any other sport, but I would say above average at every sport.
See, that's interesting. I'm similar in that I was below average at every sport.
Well, you know, I have good genes.
What did you do when you played baseball? Were you a hitter, a pitcher?
No, I didn't play organized, but we, you know, like, times were different then. We were literally, from the time we got home at 2 o'clock, it was, you know, drop your backpack inside, and we were out playing until whenever the sun went down. So now it would be till like 8:30, and then we'd be inside, finish homework, eat, whatever. But we were just playing sports all the time. So we would play, you know, we'd play games and just, you know, play three flies up, and like, we just played baseball, different baseball games, basketball, all the sports.
Everybody's looking around at three flies up. I don't think anybody knows what that is.
Oh, nobody knows what that is anymore?
All right. Jonathan says he does. Jonathan, who answered the phone, he says he's aware of it. Marty and I are both looking at each other. Can you remind us?
It's like you can do it with football too, but you know, you throw the ball up out. If you're playing football and you throw a ball up and, you know, five guys out there jump and try to catch it. And so in baseball, you would, like, someone would underhand a pitch and you smash it out into the outfield, and like, everybody out there tries to catch it.
All right, that sounds pretty simple. And
sounds, and when you catch three, yeah, you catch three of them, then you get to hit.
Do you ever play butts up?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's a game I remember well. I lost a lot of that one, a lot of welts in life. So. All right, good. Well, good luck tonight. You know, there are a bunch of soccer fans down there in that Padre clubhouse, so I don't know who you're going to be throwing to tonight, but guys like Jurickson Profar, Fernando Tatis Jr., these are dudes that do love the sport. So
that's great.
Yeah.
I look forward to it.
Got some fans. Maybe you can recruit them. Tell them to come out to some SD Loyal matches when they get an opportunity, since they're not playing every single day.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Good. Good luck on that. Landon Donovan, SD Loyal manager, joining us on Extra 1360. So, Landon, before we get into Saturday night and what's coming up with Indy 11 tomorrow, you guys still are positioned very well in the standings, USL Championship. Yesterday was an anniversary, a 12-year anniversary. What was yesterday like for you? I'm guessing that there were many requests to SD Loyal, to U.S. Soccer, trying to have Landon Donovan relive his unforgettable goal against Algeria in the World Cup in 2010, which was 12 years ago yesterday.
I didn't have requests yesterday, or at least none were brought to my attention. But what it ends up being now with social media is your timeline's just inundated with memories and people talking about where they were and those kind of things. It's actually quite fun to go through and read, because there's a lot of stories, obviously, I have no idea about, and people talking about where they were, what they were doing, who they were with, what it meant to them. And so that's really fun for me.
I saw an angle yesterday that I had never seen. How often will you get a look at the footage, either the game footage, ESPN, maybe somebody in the crowd? How often will you notice something about that moment in your career, that unforgettable moment for U.S. soccer, and see something maybe that you didn't remember, or something that jogs your memory back to that day in South Africa?
I'll be really honest, and you're probably not going to believe this, but I probably in the last 12 years, I've probably watched that goal total of like 10 times.
I watched it 10 times yesterday.
Yeah, it's just not, believe it or not, but I'm not like a reminiscent person in that way. I'm kind of just on to what's next. And so, you know, when days like yesterday happen, I didn't actually watch the goal yesterday, but I do like to read what it meant to people or where they were, things like that. But I actually haven't watched the goal actually that many times.
And when you think about that moment, do you think of it like I'm watching it on television, or you think of it through your eyes having been there and scored it?
Right. That's a good question. Probably a little of both. Yeah, probably a little of both. I mean, I'm more of a fan now because I'm not playing anymore. When I was playing, I wasn't really a fan of soccer, as weird as that is to say. I was just, that was my job. So I'm more of a fan now, so I can kind of watch it through a fan's eyes. And that's why I like reading the stories. about what people were doing at that time, because it takes me sort of into their household or into the bar or wherever they were at the time, and that makes it enjoyable for me.
All right, cool. I love that. I do too. I get a kick out of it. I like anniversaries when it brings you back to a place and you remember where you were, you remember who you were with. I mean, isn't that kind of the whole point of sports?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've watched sports my whole life, and I have like these very distinct memories of, you know, Jordan with the gentle push on Byron Russell and scoring and excited, like all these different, in 88 when Kirk Gibson hit that home run. I know it's a sore subject maybe for a Padre fan, but like I have all these vivid memories of these events that happened too. So that's what I love about sports too.
Absolutely. And you guys get to go into the locker room afterwards and go drink beers with Bill Clinton. And who else was in that room?
Bill Clinton was there. I'm trying to think. There was someone else prominent that I'm blanking on right now. What's that?
Wasn't Kobe, was it?
Oh, maybe it was Kobe. No, I don't remember. There was somebody else in there too. But yeah, I mean, there was that. There's just that moment I will never, ever forget. As much as the goal was amazing, like being in the locker room after and just the feeling of the energy was phenomenal. I'll never forget it.
Amazing stuff. When are you eligible for the Hall of Fame, by the way, the Soccer Hall of Fame? Is that next year?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea.
We'll look that up on your behalf. Landon Donovan joining us on Extra 1360. Real quick before we go into tomorrow night, Loyal at home, Torero Stadium, 7 o'clock, Indy 11. Any overarching thoughts on the release of the cities that will be hosting World Cup matches coming up in 2026, Landon?
Well, it's exciting, right? Because it just makes it more real. I didn't think I was going to be like that into it, but we watched it here at work, and it's cool because you can just imagine being in some of those stadiums and being able to watch it for the first time. So what's great about America is there are so many cities that deserve to get a World Cup game and don't, you know, and it's for those cities, obviously it's sad, but it just, our country has so many amazing cities and so many incredible stadiums. So you think about a lot of the stadiums that won't have a World Cup game, and it's pretty remarkable.
I don't want to sound like, you know, that guy, but I gosh, does it matter to a player indoor, outdoor? You know, there are a lot of indoor venues there, from Los Angeles, Dallas, obviously. Like, does that matter? You know, you as a former player, does it make a big deal or nah?
It's beyond your control, so whatever. I think everyone would prefer to be outdoor, assuming the weather is not just so blistering that it's miserable. Mm-hmm. But I think being outdoor, just we're used to, you grow up playing outdoor, so you're used to being outdoor and you like it better, at least speaking for myself. So it's not, you don't put a lot of thought into it, but I think the preference would be outdoor for sure.
I think Seattle should host the final. How about you?
Seattle, why?
It's a great city. It's as good a soccer culture as we have in the U.S.
Some people might argue with that. Portland might argue with that.
That's fine. I can accept that from Portland.
I mean, how do you not put it in L.A. or New York?
I don't know. Because it's indoors in L.A.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
That's all.
But yeah, it's a good point.
But you're probably right, and I'm definitely wrong. It's not going to Seattle. I just would like to see it there. I'd like to see them rewarded. They do great stuff there. I think it's a great
representative. They do a phenomenal job there. And there's a lot of cities that probably deserve it, but I'm not sure FIFA cares about who deserves it. I'm sure they have other incentives.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like a suitcase of money showing up under somebody's bed. Tough one last Saturday night against Vegas. Good news is you got a highlight goal, a SportsCenter top 10 play from Alejandro Guido. Let's start there, Landon, just in terms of the technical skill, the skill behind that goal for Alejandro Guido, fifth on the SportsCenter list, even though it came in defeat.
Yeah, I played for 20 years, and I never scored a goal, one, from that distance, but two, like with that much, just that much venom behind it. So it was pretty special to watch. There was a little bit of wind in the stadium going that way, and so it kind of just helped it get there faster. And it was a bullet off his foot, and it was really fun to watch.
Yeah, that's that's one where it's like, it's, I mean, that's, you don't teach that, do you?
No, There's no, I mean, listen, we are fortunate here in that we get to see Guido do it from time to time, not like that, but from time to time in training. And so the way he hits the ball is pretty unique and really hard to track if you're a goalkeeper. But to do it when it matters in the game with pressure, just makes it really different. And it was a really special moment.
Yeah. Unfortunately it comes in defeat, landing at home. You haven't experienced many of these. So, you know, I'm sure that one hits a little bit differently than, you know, other losses or draws or dropping of points that you've had thus far up into the season. I know how important it is for you guys to treat Torero Stadium like this fortress that people are going to be intimidated to come into.
Yeah, it was a tough one to swallow. I think there are some games you play where you say, you know what, we didn't deserve anything from that game. We really didn't. And there are some games you play where you say we deserve better and we didn't get it. And that's, you know, that's the way soccer is. When in baseball, you have 27 outs. And so there's lots of ways to, even when you don't play well, win a game. In basketball, you have so many possessions back and forth. But in soccer, because there's so little scoring, a couple plays can make the entire difference in a game. So I was fine with the performance. They literally had two chances to score, and they scored on both. And so you have to give them credit for that. And then we also have to be critical of ourselves that those are important moments that we can't allow teams to score when they only have two chances. Otherwise it's going to make it tough. And I thought we played fine. We probably deserved to get a goal at the end. Their goalkeeper made some really good saves, and tough to swallow, but you know, that's sort of the beauty and the ugly of this game, is that you can play well on a day and still lose.
That is the beauty and the frustration. Speaking of goalkeepers, you guys have had three different keepers here, I think, in your last three matches. One of them was on loan, gets recalled, another injury. How you faring going into tomorrow night?
Yeah, we're healthy again. So we have both Austin and Koke are healthy, and Koke's been back in training all week, so we're good to go.
Cool beans. Landon, have fun out there tonight. We look forward to it. Fire a heater right down the middle of the plate there. Let them know who's boss. You own that mound.
Sounds good.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too. Landon Donovan, everybody. Future Hall of Famer, whenever it is that he's eligible for the Hall of Fame, which he doesn't seem to know. Loyal sitting third in the Western Conference. Third, I think it is, right? I think I have that right. They're level on points with like four other teams, so it gets a little confusing. But I think I'm not sure goal differential is the difference maker or the tiebreaker in the USL. I'd have to refer back to my notes. But in a good position, in a playoff position, and a little less than halfway through the 2022 season. So be on the lookout for Landon tonight. Part of me says I hope he doesn't go viral. Part of me, though, is like, you never forget those first pitches, do you? When a dude just completely throws one perpendicular to the plate.
There's so many top 10 lists.
I think, like, would you rather just throw out a generic first pitch, or would you rather be 50 Cent?
Can he not throw
Dr. Fauci from last year?
Yeah, Fauci,
if
terrible.
If he throws a 90-mile-an-hour right down the chute fastball, that's going to go viral, too. So why can't he go viral that way?
No, we go viral for bad things. We don't go... Right. If he does like a backflip...
Have you ever
like
seen
something
a first
tricky
pitch that's 95 miles an hour down the chute?
Well, I don't think you put a radar gun on
this. It's probably happened, but no one cares. Right? It doesn't go viral. Something that's really good doesn't... Something that's crazy spectacular...
He should just fire one into the press box.
You know where it goes viral, Marty? On TikTok.
Well, then film it. Then you should go... Then you should go to Petco Park with your credential... Get your TikTok, and that can be your first post on the D. Smith Show TikTok account. There you go. There you go. That's it. You have just solved the problem here.
Yeah, 619 number text in. Where's the TikTok, Martha?
Yeah, what? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm trying to be more consistent on the Instagram, on the IG. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you concerned about the Chinese government taking your data?
Yes.
Via TikTok? Is that
yes,
what you're concerned
on my,
with?
On my Samsung phone, which is actually Korean.
Yeah.
Samsung, right? Samsung.
Big concern for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
That's come up.
Right. No.
Mm-hmm. No. This is what our company wants us to do now. Put our personal information at risk. This is what Jay Riff is recommending we do.
I think he should take over. I think he should embrace it. I'm serious. We're going to outsource a social media account to each different person on this show.
Wait, the person who won't embrace it is telling me to embrace it?
Because you're the one that wants to do it.
But shouldn't you be leading by example? You're my mentor.
I'm leading by example on the Instagram and the YouTube. Mm. So go ahead. Go ahead and take over. Why don't you go ahead and do that one? Let's go.
I have a question, and though, really quickly. I know we're up against the break, Marty.
Yeah.
Your Instagram, who is represented on your Instagram profile?
That is a picture of me at the Coliseum.
Okay, so Marty, who's represented on your
What Coliseum?
YouTube?
Roman Coliseum?
Yes, Darren. I went to the Roman, yes.
Let me see this picture.
Who's represented on your YouTube?
I don't know.
At Marty Caswell, right?
No,
so
no, even, it's not Marty
Caswell.
Because
you're part of a show conglomerate.
No,
Marty
no,
Caswell
not.
TV, sorry.
No, Marty, no. Marty Time TV, get it straight.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Because you are, those are personal to Marty. The TikTok is all of us.
It's not
There's
personal.
A picture of you in August making spaghetti.
Oh no, that's not spaghetti. That's the Instagram. That's my IG story.
Oh
yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So I'm not on that up very much.
There was a post of Manny Machado. No, here I bought something very exciting. I bought a Paderno spiralizer, and so we're actually making like potatoes, like long curly fries.
Great.
Yeah.
Got an air fryer?
I do have one.
It's amazing. Uh-huh. Love those. All right.